to LMS Radio. My name is Gina, and we are following the court case of OnlyFans model Courtney Clenny, but her real name is Courtney Taylor. Now, Miss Taylor stands accused of killing her boyfriend, Christian. I think it was this year. I'm not so sure. But the court case has started right now, and I think it started on Monday, the 5th of September. So we'll just enter the courtroom right now, and it's Florida versus Courtney Clenny, and this is in a mugshot case. Got to tell you, my name is Gina. You're listening to LMS Radio, in which it's Florida, I believe, forces versus Courtney Clenny, the OnlyFans model, as we are saying. Well, we'll enter the courtroom right now and hear what's going on. I believe the jury has been sworn in. The judge is here, so we're just waiting for the proceedings to go on. Now, this is the lady called Courtney Clenny. Now, I've never heard of her, but she's some kind of a model for some social media called OnlyFans. Now, she is accused of killing her boyfriend. Now, all parties are in court. The judge is here. The statement is being read. Her attorney is trying to make his own statement in the courtroom. And right now, I believe he's actually talking to Courtney Clenny about how the case is going to go on. And we're just waiting on to what proceedings are going to happen. I know it's taking a long time, but we are in flow now. This is in Florida, so we need to actually know what's going on, what's happening. So I do believe the judge, are we waiting for the judge to come in? I believe the judge is here. We're just giving the judge all the statements. Well, the judge is here, so we're just trying to listen to what's actually happening. So I believe right now the court proceeding should be going ahead. But we're still talking to the judge to find out what's happening, so we're still keeping our time. We are just, well, you know, as it's going on, let me just say thank you very much, listeners from Oklahoma, New York, California, Baltimore, Massachusetts, Oklahoma, California. Oh, there's quite a lot. We've had quite a lot of listeners coming in. I believe, are we going to start the proceedings right now, or we are not? No, we are not starting proceedings right now, so I can still talk anyway. So many thanks to all of these listeners. Thank you so much for listening. And also listeners from Ohio and Florida as well. And we are available on Boss, Sonus, iHeartRadio America, TuneIn Radio, and WimpAmp, which I know many of you are listening to, and which we're available under a name called H Takeaway Plus. And we are also now available on Amazon Alexia and on Patreon.com, which you just go in there. That's a membership scheme where you just type in creators and LMS Radio, and you'll be able to see what we are doing on what we are. So I don't know what's happening in the courtroom. I'm just still listening anyway, so let's just see what's happening. Well, you can hear the sounds going on, and I can see the pictures now. Now, we are still in the courtroom. Now, her attorney, Courtney Clanley's attorney, I can see her speaking to her. Now, Miss Clanley, she is dressed in the murderer's orange or red jumper, and she's handcuffed inside the courtroom. So I really have no idea what's going on now. Her attorneys are speaking to her. There's some kind of deliberation going on. I really don't know what's happening now. We're waiting for the judge, we're waiting for somebody. But anyway, how are you? Many thanks to so many of the listeners from Japan, Australia, New Zealand, the UK. I'll even mention some of these listeners, Mark Robo as well. Thank you so much for listening. And also Bethany Breakfast. Thank you as well for listening. And there's so many of you. Thanks a lot. So I believe we are going to start the court case now. Well, her attorneys are still speaking to her. I don't know what's happening now. Well, she's speaking, is Courtney, so as you can hear this sound, it's actually her voice. Well, Courtney Clanish, she's wearing a face mask in the courtroom. Now, why she's wearing a face mask, but her attorneys are not wearing one. So, I'm questioning all this. One of her attorneys is still speaking to her, and this is a female attorney. She's got two female and a male attorney. And the female attorney is speaking to her right now. So I don't really know what's happening with this court case. Why it hasn't started? Why are we still here? What's happening? Well, I think we may have to take a short break because something is happening. The case is not going on. We don't know why. It's going on for a very long time. So a break may have to come on until something happens in the courtroom. So we'll just take our own short talking in the courtroom. Anyway, thanks very much. We just returned from our short break. I believe you can hear something happening there. Okay, it's starting now, I believe. Now, we just don't know what's happening now. Okay, we're going to have a short break again. I don't really know what's happening inside this courtroom. Okay, I think we're starting now.
discretion as indicated by the appellate courts. It's in the sound discretion of the trial judge to grant or limit criminal discovery. And that's State v. Cutsman 643, SO2D 1172, and that's a third DCA case out of 1994. The rules of judicial restriction allow your honor to issue protective orders for discovery. Clear, black and white, like the law. It's done very often in federal cases, more so to protect government procedures, investigative techniques, but it is done very often, more so in federal than it is done in state. Why is it so important here? They might be heralded their response to my motion put forth some numbers about how many website hits that were related to the article concerning me. And they're like 4,000 here, 4,000 there, 2,000 here, on their articles. Just on their articles. No offense to Mike Herald, but they're not a nationwide publication. Those numbers are very small, I think. But we don't live in the golden era of the Miami Herald. We don't live in the golden era of any kind of print magazines or print publications anymore. This is publication by immediate release, and this occurs over all kinds of websites, all kinds of social media platforms, and that's the world we live in today. One tweet, all the time it goes viral, and it's got millions of retweets of this. There are numbers saying that, oh, we're not affecting anything here. We want access to freedom of the press to get all this discovery, which will contain salacious materials. They want it all. To bump up the click, the click, the click, ka-ching, which is the money, the revenue that they're driving through the clicks to their site. That's the motivation here for the Herald to intervene. It's not to protect the public, freedom of the press for the public. They need clicks. That, when we're countering the weight and the influence of this will have on this claim's trial down the road, for her right to a fair and impartial jury, which I submit to the court by the state already releasing that video, has already elongated the jury selection process by days. This continued drip of information coming through the discovery, which is listed, there's thousands of photos. They did a cell phone download of this plaintiff's phone, which is going to contain hundreds of this new generation, hundreds, probably thousands of text messages. It's also going to contain content that she reviews on her OnlyFans site, which has nothing to do with the events of August 3rd, 2022. I'm sorry, April 3rd, 2022. Ms. Clemmie had to defend herself. It's going to contain this drop of discovery. I'm submitting a terabyte drive. The state is going to contain personal text messages with her family, friends, third parties that have nothing to do with this case. And that's going to be subject to Chapter 119 and the media through Ed Griffith and the state attorney's office. They're going to send links to the media. Here's your public records request link to this video. And it's going to contain information that is highly inflammatory, prejudicial, completely irrelevant, and would never pass muster to come to the four corners of this courtroom for your honor to make an evidentiary ruling as to whether it's admissible or not. That's what we're trying to protect here. The only way to do that, Judge, is to limit the release of this discovery. And what I would suggest is, we've done this in other cases where the state and I, and co-counsel, we sit down and have a discovery conference. We go through the discovery, hey, this is relevant, this is not, this is relevant, this isn't. We want this, we think this should be released. We'll come up with, to your honor, with as releasing that video, saying that, oh, we think this video depicts the aggressive nature of this honey, offering her own commentary, which, if you turn to the affidavit of Mr. Hobbs,
right, I can see the judge is reading some papers.
Passed up to the court, my only copy of the motion. I don't know if the state has the copy that they would provide to the court. I just wanted to highlight that we did that. So, Judge, what we did to counter and to present what we believe is a more appropriate picture. Conversations can have, and showing that the court that the affidavit provided by the Herald is completely off base. Mr. Hawes did certain searches, which he delineates. He did a time matrix. This is the one popularity and trends of that video were trending at the highest point. The highest point was, I think, the day after this news conference by the state attorney. Right? He did all kinds of searches. The top five searches when he searched for Courtney Taylor elevator, 933,000 views. And that consists of 292, 293, 237, 6,051 all coming together. And then he has the snippet or the screenshot of how he conducted these searches. Again, using the same method in the search term Courtney Instagram elevator, 634,000 views. Your Honor, can you read the rest of them? I'm sure you did. This isn't 4,000. This is millions. Millions. Now, what I can't tell Your Honor, I don't know where these viewers were, but I do know that this video is, and that was last week. So these numbers could be increasing. Every time there's going to be a drip, drip, drip of release of information from Chapter 119, Your Honor doesn't grant this protective order, you're going to see these same spikes. Oh, video release of Ms. Clenny talking to Mr. Umamcelli days before. This case needs to be tried in this courtroom with the protections that I know Your Honor will give us to a fair and impartial trial. Jury, and under the rules of judicial administration, a fair and impartial administration of justice. That's why we're here, Judge. The influence that the release of these irrelevant discovery materials will have on her constitutional right to a fair trial. Thank you, Judge. No, Judge, that's the affidavit. That is correct.
We'll just be taking a short break right now. Hello and welcome back to LMS Radio. We're continuing the case of Courtney Claney OnlyFans murder case. It's Florida versus this young woman who's accused April this year of stabbing her boyfriend Christian to death. So we'll go back to the courtroom right now.
Justice as they should be.
the state or the defense can tell you exactly where all these clips come from. What we know, the volume is extraordinary. Millions, millions, and millions, which in order to protect the fair administration of justice under the rules of judicial administration, when looking at the future of voir dire, I think
well, that's an interesting case. Now, it's Ms. Claney's defense attorney. Now, he's arguing that there's a video that shows of her attacking her boyfriend, Christian, in the lift. Now, he doesn't want that video to be brought as evidence, but the state wants it brought in. This is what he's actually arguing with. And it's a backwards and throwback case. Now, this lady called Courtney Claney, but her real name is Courtney Taylor. Now, she's in court regarding the murder of her boyfriend, Christian, as I just said. Well, he's arguing, her defense attorney, that she's an influencer. And her bringing this case to court, it has already brought in millions of people are going to be watching it. Well, he's quite right there. But, you know, this lady, this young girl, she described herself on OnlyFans as a model. Now, she should have known the consequences that would happen if she killed her boyfriend. And how the media is, she's on social media, she's promoting herself, she's making some kind of income, some kind of money. So she should realize that people would be interested in this case. So for her attorney to say that he doesn't want the video being shown and other intimate videos of her, you really have to think about this, because she is a person who wants attention. From what you have heard with her Instagram or her social media appearances that she's been doing. Anyway, we'll go back to the courtroom now and I'll stop talking. Now, this is the judge talking. I know it's quite faint, it's the sound. Now, we're having some kind of difficulty with the court sound, so I think that's coming back again.
And that's the problem. So, we provided evidence.
sorry about the sound, but we're just trying to do our best. Now, recess is just happening right now, so I believe that we'll be leaving the courtroom today and we'll be heading for the courtroom tomorrow, which would be Tuesday, I believe. It's a continuing court case of Florida versus Courtney Clanny, real name Courtney Taylor. She stands accused of killing her boyfriend in April 2022, Christian. Now, thank you so much for the listeners for listening to another edition of Mugshot. Thank you so much. Now in Mugshot, it's crime series. So sorry, I lowered the volume there. Anyway, thank you for listeners, which I've already said it before, from Oklahoma, New York, Las Vegas, Nevada, and in Massachusetts, Japan, the UK, Arizona, Florida, Oregon. Thank you so much for listening to it. You're listening to Mugshot on LMS Radio. My name is Gina, and I hope to see you next time. Bye-bye.